We begin towards the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ir sheyesh ba avodas kochavim, a city that is observing a Yom Eid, chutzal mutar. So even though inside of the city you're not allowed to do business with any of the idolaters because business is prohibited during Yom Eidim, outside of the city it's permitted because each one has a different holiday. And similarly, haya chutzal avodas kochavim, tochal mutar. If there was a holiday being observed, a Yom Eid being observed outside of the city limits, so you can't do business with anyone on that day outside of the city, tocha, but inside the city, you would be allowed to do business with them. Now the Mishnah asks another question, a question which we haven't dealt with up to this point. Mahu leilech l'sham. Let's say I want to enter into that city not to do business. Business is prohibited during their Yom Eid. I'm simply going in to have a social interaction with some of the idolaters that live there. A cordial relationship. I'm going to visit. Is it permitted to drive in just to meet with them and hang out? Says the Mishnah, it depends. Bizman shehaderech miyuchedes la'oso makom aser. If the path, if the drive, if the highway only goes, the access to on that road is limited just to that particular city, then you cannot go because of Maris Ayin. People will get the impression that you're going there to do business. But if you're able to access other cities and other communities on that road, including that one particular city which is having their, which is observing their Yom Eid, then it would be permissible because when you get on the road, people will not assume that you're going to that particular city, that particular community, and therefore there's no reason to assume that they're doing business, and therefore you would be allowed to go just for social interactions. What's interesting is that what emerges here is that there seems to be segregation between the idolatrous community, the non-Jewish community, and the Jewish community. There doesn't seem to be much mixing of the two communities. And the Rambam actually points out in the Parash Mishnayos, he says that it's, you see from this Mishnah actually, that there's a prohibition for a Jew to live or do business or even to visit a community that has a avodah zarah that's idolatrous. But then he does point out the reality. The reality is that nowadays it's not practical because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We're spread out all over the place. And the reality is that Vavaratam Shem Elohim Acherim Eitz Ve'Even, that fulfillment of that verse, it shows us that the reality now is different. But maybe one day in the future, it will go back. We would be required to revert back to having a community which would be purged of any idolatry. And when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch brings us down lehalacha that there's a prohibition to visit a city that's observing their Yom Eid if that's the only road to access because of Maris Ayin. But then the question is, well, hold on a second. We know already the Rambam's ideal that you're not allowed to live there, but practically we know, even the Rambam admits that this is not practical anymore. Many people live amongst idolaters. Well, what if you live in that community? If you live in that community, are you not allowed to go home on the holiday? You have to stay at a friend's house outside of the city? So says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Yerushalmi, brought down by the Rush, that this whole halacha only applies to visitors. But if you live in that community, then even though it's a Yom Eid that's being observed in your community, you live there. So you're allowed to go home. There's no prohibition against going home. The prohibition is against visitors. But then the question is, well, hold on a second. Well, I'm a visitor. I want to visit my family in their community. And it just happens to be that in that city, they're observing their Yom Eid. I'm not allowed to go. So the Shach comes up with an interesting distinction. The Shach says it depends how large the Jewish community in that city is. If it's only two or three families, there isn't a minyan, in his words, there isn't a kahal, then you would not be allowed to visit on that day, assuming that's the only way to access, assuming that road is the only way to access or only accesses that city because of Maris Ayin. But if there's a kahal, which he defines as a minyan of people or more. It could even be two families, but there's a minyan of people. Then, as long as there's a minyan, then we would say it would be permissible to visit, even if it's the that road is the only way to access, only allows you to access that one city, and even if it's Yom Eid, because there's already a kahal, it's significant in its own right, and therefore no one is going to assume that when you get on the road to go to that city, you're going to do business. They're assuming you're going to visit your friends and family. So that is the Mishnah, the practical halachas that emerge from this Mishnah. Again, if there's idolatry inside the city, it's permitted outside of the city. Outside of the city, it's permitted inside of the city. And then in terms of visiting the friends or visiting, Rashi says visiting idolaters, says, well, if it's the only way to access if the road is only accessible to that particular city, then you couldn't go because of Maris Ayin. And then again, there's a discussion about practical ramifications for Jews living in a community which is idolatrous. Obviously, if you live in the community, then you're allowed to go home. But if you're a visitor, then the Shach says it depends how significant the community is. And if as long as the community is significant, as long as there's a minyan in the community, you would always be allowed to visit.